Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Hello, good evening and welcome. It's just after 6 o'clock for the next hour. Financial information that helps you make sense of the economy and build wealth. So first, the day in a snapshot. Financials leading the JSE higher in late trade. The Rand 18.11 against the dollar. That's showing some strength. And bullion nudging above $3,000 an ounce. Coming up on the program, with GDP growth projected at 1.7%, consumer spending set to rise by 1.9%, is South Africa Inc. in a better place? More secrets to starting a small business, why foreign nationals struggle to access funding. Did Budget 2025 ignore the climate change crisis? And the Reserve Bank will announce its latest decision on interest rates on Thursday. Don't hold your breath. That's all to come. Let's start the show.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
All right, I want to stay with the budget aftermath, and the speech has sparked strong reactions from eco-justice organizations, some arguing that it fell short in addressing South Africa's deepening energy and climate crisis. Some critics pointing to a lack of funding for climate adaptation, continued support for fossil fuel projects, as well as the controversial increase in VAT, which they suggest will worsen energy poverty in South Africa. So let's discuss these concerns and what they mean for South Africa's transition to a greener, more sustainable future. I'm joined by Thabo Sebeko, who is Program Manager at Earth Life Africa here in Johannesburg. So first of all, welcome and thank you. You say this budget fails to address the climate crisis. What specifically would you like to have seen included?
Yeah, good afternoon to all the listeners. Yes, I think, you know, the budget speech that was tabulated by the minister, Kodungwane, to be frank and very honest, it actually reveals how reluctant South African government is to fast-track the just transition to a low-carbon economy. Because to start with, it shows how actually our government is basically, you know, willing to support the fossil fuel extractive project, as opposed to, you know, fast-tracking the just transition, you know. I mean, there are a lot of issues which basically were left out of the budget. To start with, the budget, no allocations at all, specifically for at least, transitioning away from the current energy system that we have, system that basically uses a fossil fuel, to an alternative system like renewable energy, for an example. There isn't any allocation.
Do you think then that it's a question of competing priorities as far as government is concerned, or is there a suggestion that it has simply given up on just transition? What is EarthLife Africa's view?
Yeah, well, you know, our view is that, there's a lot of, a pulling back, you know, from government, basically. We were currently sitting in a crisis, you know, the crisis of climate catastrophic events are looming in the country, and all that is as a result of the current energy system, which is basically, you know, as a result of the, you know, extractive projects which constitute pollution. Climate change is basically a reality now, you know, and the causes of climate change is basically, it comes as a result of extractive projects such as coal mines, coal fired power stations.
What do you believe the consequences short to medium term are going to be, as you suggest government is now pulling back?
Well, the consequences would be that we might actually be facing even more climate catastrophic events that we are unable to control. You know, the worst part of the odd is that there isn't any allocation of a budget to local municipalities whom are actually the first point of contact for local communities. You know, the turnaround response of municipalities when it comes to climate disasters is poor at the moment. So municipalities don't have any budget for, you know, to attend to any climate catastrophic events. The turnaround response is quite down, you know. So it's very disappointing not to see any budget allocations, especially for local municipalities to improve their, you know, climate turnaround response.
Having said that, though, the minister did announce municipal disaster funding, but there were no clear guidelines on access or allocation. What do you think government should be doing to improve its approach to disaster relief?
I think they need to engage with local municipalities. The local municipalities at the moment are actually clueless, you know. They don't know what to do, where to go. Government as a whole, they need to begin to talk to among themselves about these issues, because the provincial government is not really speaking to local government about climate catastrophic
events. I mean, fair point, but what's the point of engaging then if you suggest that local government is clueless? What's going to be achieved?
No, what needs to be achieved is that, obviously local government needs to be allocated funds so that they can improve on infrastructure, they can improve on personal staff, because doesn't really exist in local in local government structures like municipalities.
Just a final question, and maybe bringing it down to a more micro level. You also suggest that the VAT increase, albeit incremental, is going to entrench energy poverty. Very quickly, explain to me how it's going to be harder for South Africans to transition to renewable energy as a result of this increase.
Yeah, I mean, currently at the moment, a lot of local communities basically cannot afford a simple 1 kilowatt, a basic solar system. So the 1% VAT increase will actually trap more people into energy poverty, even those that are actually willing to, to at least, purchase any solar technology. It will be very difficult for them because with the VAT increase, the technology will become even more expensive. And that will, that will actually make it very difficult for people to transition from the current system to a much more sustainable energy system that people would sort of be willing to jump into.
Thank you very much indeed for that perspective. That is Thabo Sibeko, who is Program Manager at Earth Life Africa, Johannesburg.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and Moneyweb.